You're kidding me. Of course. Unbelievable. What you're going to do is you're going to make the student's brain dead, mm-hmm. and then you're going to tell him how to answer life's question and take away the right of the parent to help the child to do that.
Yeah.
Idiots, come on.
The guide places covert, the guide discusses what it calls overt and covert forms of discrimination or oppression, labeling the assumption that a person is a heterosexual and non-inclusive school curriculum as forms of covert oppression.
So if you're a heterosexual, you are covertly oppressing the homosexual community.
Right. Or if you have a class that is just not openly welcoming all of these outliers in, then you're now non-inclusive, and that's covert oppression.
And
you're
then,
oppressing people by not being open,
opening and welcoming to this stuff.
Yes.
And the next,
right, if you're just neutral, you're covert, that's covertly oppressing them.
Just be walking in the door is upsetting them.
Right.
Now, the next sentence is one that really sets me off, because they're talking about black people here in this article and trying to put us in the mix. And that's why a lot of you black people listening to me are going to let your children be taught how to get fisted. Go ahead, read the sentence to them. Here it comes.
So the guide places covert discrimination on a par with overt discrimination, such as individual membership in the KKK and slavery. So again, and this is the same argument that they keep trying to use.
Believe that.
Is that a guy trying to be a girl, dressing as a girl, a guy trying to be with another guy, girls trying to be with other girls, and all of this mismatch, which is nothing more than sin. somehow that's to be equated with the struggle of the black person who was discriminated right. against and oppressed on the slave ships.
Yeah. Man, that was business. Y'all just got to understand, slavery was business as usual. That slavery in Jesus' day. And Jesus did not come to turn over no slavery. Mm-mm. And Jesus said, render unto Caesar that which was Caesar. He didn't say get rid of them slaves. You know what he said? I'm going to tell you what Jesus said. He said, slaves, be obedient to your master.
Right.
Because he knew that the whole society would have crumbled. So you can't use that argument.
Skipping down further into this article talks about what we talked about before, where they're going to get this history curriculum of the gay, lesbian, transgender, etc., out into the libraries. And see, one of the books that's recommended is Hear Us Out, Lesbian and Gay Stories of Struggle, Progress, and Hope. See, they're not 1950 to the present. So they've got specific agenda materials in which they want to rewrite history and what the history of the world is. I mean, read The Rise and the Fall of the Roman Empire if you want to look at what homosexuality and blatant perversion does to a society.
Yes.
Okay? Why don't we read that history of what it does? And see what's going to happen to America.
Well, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Wow. Wow.
The book description adds, starting in the 1950s, these stories show us the truth about what it is like to be a young queer person. Queer means strange. And it's been the term itself comes from, you know, this is a perversion. This is strange. This is twisted. This is not normal.
Right.
And yet now they want to celebrate that.
Flip the definition of the word.
You know what? And I still say that if you want to celebrate it in your house and everything like that, go ahead. But why are you coming into the public school where my children, my grandchildren, are attending public school and trying to teach my grandchildren your perversion? This doesn't make any sense to me. Wait a minute, my children were doing all right with reading, writing, and arithmetic, and now you're coming in and you're teaching them, if you feel like you're a donkey, you need to go around going hee-haw, hee-haw. No, wait a minute, my children don't go to school feeling like anything. They pick up the idea of who they are and what they are from their parents. Their parents control that behavior. The parent runs the institution of the child's life, not the schools. This is also nothing but a government hoax to take the right of the parent to parent their child out of the parent's hand and to put it in the hand of a bunch of freaks. And I'm telling you that certain children are impressionable, and when you go to school and learn this curriculum, it is no wonder that our children are coming out homosexual and becoming freaks, piercing their bodies, tattooing themselves all up. And now talking about, do you spit it out or swallow it when it comes to ingesting male human semen or female human semen after you've eaten them out? This is ridiculous in junior high school, and to have this man in an office like that. And if you don't think it's serious, well, there's a website you can go to, a website it's called, and you know I don't promote Jim Dobson that much because I don't believe in psychological banter, but they have a website called True Tolerance, and it's a project of Focus on the Family. And they have a little deal here that you can fill out and send in if you think that helps. You can email the school, but you know what? I think it's going to take more than that. Signing a document and emailing the school and listening to Jim is not going to do it. There's something else that you people got to do. All right, I got my recommendation right quick. You need to go down to the schoolhouse, find out if the school is teaching this agenda in the school, and you need to have a few choice words with the administration of that school. That's what you need to do. Or you need to write your president or wherever he goes and boo him to his face and ask him how could he put such an abomination in an office. That's what you need to do. You need to stand up like a real man and a real woman and confront the issue. Or these people are going to kill your children. They're going to kill your children. And those of you that are sympathetic towards homosexuals, I don't mind them getting some medical insurance. Go ahead. Because half of you are going to come up with AIDS anyhow, and you need to be cured or you're just going to die and go to hell. See, I don't even want him to go to hell. Mark, I want him to live and be safe. Let him have the medical insurance. I don't even care about a gay man living with a man like this. Hey, give him that. But don't mess with my babies. Mm-hmm. See, Bob, they're trying to kill your children.
Yeah.
They're trying to kill your children.
Right.
See, man, they have no regard for any kind of human life because their lust have taken them to another level.
Mm-hmm. To recruit the youngest ones they can get.
Man, yeah. This is, what is that? What is that sin of child love that some of these men got? What do they call it?
NAMBLA.
NAMBLA, yeah. That
the
child.
North American Man-Boy Love Association.
Right. This is worse than that because this is, I'm going to mess up your boy and your girl.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it through the school, putting these filthy ideas in the minds of these virgin minds of these children.
Right.
But not just the idea. Right.
And see, and that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing with all of this is that this is nothing, you know, we're going to teach you how to demand your rights. We're going to teach you and give you this information so that you can have them change the charter of your school to be more inclusive. We're going to teach you how to get this curriculum in your library. We're going to teach you. This is nothing that the kids came up of the on their own without right. being manipulated by these people from the outside.
Yes.
All of this stuff is the furthest from these kids' mind. All they want to do is play kickball.
Yeah, yeah. Indoctrinating your children.
Play.
Well, I'm going to continue to read. It says, Jill Biden to glisten, you are right. Now, Jill Biden, I take it, is a wife of Vice President
She's
Biden.
The Vice President's wife.
And she says Jennings, who left the helm of GLSEN in late November, has received praise for his work there and his appointment to the Department of the Education post. Jill Biden, the Vice President's wife, praises this freakdom for, you know what? You can, this is nuts.
Yes.
This is and I'm not hearing the press or anybody say anything against this.
Yeah.
Why is everybody so silent about this?
Yeah, hopefully at least Fox will put it on.
My goodness.
It's a sad thing when it's like the agenda of the certain part of the world is like really pushing exactly the whole new way of thinking, and now they're putting it down to the kids to change how they relate to one another and how they're going to just change their entire minds. Not to be kids anymore, just to go straight into relationship stuff.
You know what it says, Kevin, and this is Jill Biden speaking. Kevin Jennings, has devoted his life to improving the educational environment of all of America's youth. That's a lie from the pit of hell. This appointment is a tribute to Kevin's many contributions to education and his commitment to the safety and well-being of all students. Not when you want to fist a 13-year-old student, you're out of your mind, said GLSEN Executive Director Elisa Bayard in a statement. Oh, that was Bayard that said that, responding to his appointment to the Obama administration post. Jennings was also received an endorsement from Dr. Jill Biden, wife of Vice President Joe Biden, who praised him and the advocacy group he founded in a June 1st speech at GLSEN's annual Respect Awards.
Why did she even go? That's the question. Why would you go to a GLSEN Awards banquet? Well, starting next month, Education Secretary Duncan will have an excellent partner in this work, Biden said, referring to Jennings' appointment as head of Safe and Drug-Free Schools. This is great news. She also went on to say, the task ahead is not simple, but you will prevail because you are determined, and quite simply, you are right.
My goodness.
But conservative activists, there's a little light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, right.
Peter La Barbera sees it differently, saying that GLSEN embodies ideas that are antagonistic to family values and to millions of Christian parents and others opposed to the homosexual agenda. He is the president of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality. He called Jennings a social revolutionary. More than any other homosexual activist group, GLSEN is responsible for the promotion and acceptance of homosexuality, bisexuality, and transsexuality in schools, he told CNSNews.com, and Kevin Jennings is the man behind it.
Of course he is. Yeah.
Man used, term used loosely.
This is another example of why
it's an attack on God.
Yeah, it's an attack on God and a morality, and that's all it is. And I'm not a stark raving evangelical that's trying to get you to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I'm trying to get you to protect your boy and your girl from a sex pervert.
He's going to teach you how to fist.
Who's going to teach him how to fist?
It's turning school. It's just one big orgy.
Of course. Because they know that these kids are going to these orgy parties and getting involved in these orgies.
But the classroom itself that's turning into, let me teach you how to act in an orgy, basically.
Right. Yes.
Because if they're going through these steps and like telling kids what to do,
hey,
they're just one more step towards just turning the lights out in the classroom.
Got a couple of letters here, and then we're going to close out because we're not the only people that are against this. One person writes and says, so Mr. Jennings thinks that the religious right is bad, and said, wait until this idiot has to deal with the Muslims. Because you see, the Muslims definitely are not going to put up with no homosexual mess.
No.
See, no, the Muslims aren't going to do that.
They kill people.
He says, hey, wait until he gets there. He says, Jennings may not even live through his first encounter with a militant Muslim from the nearest mosque. And see, so a lot of people, and then this guy says, my prediction, after dealing with representatives from the local mosque, Jennings will be begging for forgiveness from the religious right. That is, if he lives. Muslims are not known for their tolerance of sexual deviates like Mr. Jennings. See, we haven't even looked at that. Mm-hmm. And what's crazy is that the Christians are just going to sit on their laurels and let it take place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're just going to sit down and just say, well, that's the way it is. You know, that's the way it is. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's about it. That's all we wanted to share with you today. Wanted to put that bug in your ears. And for those of you parents that don't think this is serious, when was the last time you went to the PTA and broke up the meeting? When was the last? What is the agenda on the Parents Teacher Association meeting at the schools, at the children, the schools that your children attend? And I'm telling you, man, this is serious stuff. Each of you as parents need to go down to your local grammar school and middle school and say, did you know about this? And what you need to ask the principal or the vice principal what the agenda of that school is. You need to ask your local school boards, are they for this? And are they going to bring this in? I just wish I had a way to say what the conclusion ought to be. You know what? There was a preacher on the internet last week. I don't know whether you guys saw it. He was from Orange County. And the preacher was praying for President Obama's death. He used some kind of biblical clause.
Imprecatory prayer.
Imprecatory prayer. That's the article that I read where the minister said, I am...
Strike him dead, God.
Yes, that's what he's saying. God, strike him. Now, I thought about that and I said, ooh, man, if you talk like that, they're going to think you're a terrorist, man. You can't be doing that, man. I mean, even if you didn't like Reagan, Nixon, you can't talk like that because they will think that you... But I am telling you people this. When that freak, Jennings, gets around that table with all those people, when that whole cabinet gets to getting up and praising him for his freakdom, and America sets idle and lets that take place, you don't have to pray for God to do anything. His righteous wrath will evidence itself. Oh, well. Thank you, gentlemen. It's been good for you being with me here tonight for the webcast. Yeah, we've gone for about 50 minutes, and that's about, I don't even want to handle it anymore. We always end with this. Whatever you do, people, we ask you to stay into the word. God bless you. Good night.